You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement, Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools on Friday, March 13th. Thank you for joining me, Matt, to bring the community an update from Assumption.
Melissa, always great to be on WFHR. Thanks for having me and look forward to our chat.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about
today. We do.
A lot of exciting things coming up.
Absolutely. Good we're doing this before the storm hit, you know?
Yes. So when you're listening to this, we'll have already weathered the storm and be on the other side of it, and life will be all rainbows and unicorns, right?
Indeed. And if this can warm people up, I mean, they listen to it, that's a good thing, too.
There we go. Well, let's start with something that will warm you up. The Run the Rapids is, the registration's open now, to my understanding, but the event actually happens in April, so let's just talk about it briefly.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Melissa. So the Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk is a Assumption Catholic Schools event.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our third year being the organizer or being the organization that does
kind of leading it out.
Kind of leads it out.
Organizing everything.
For many years, it was a Wood County Human Services event. Mm-hmm. And the proceeds benefit child abuse prevention, which is still, unfortunately, an issue in our community and probably always will be. So this event is so special, Melissa, in that it raises awareness and helps give human services some resources they need financially to help these families that are affected by this. Yeah. So human services is definitely still involved in this event. They're our benefactor, and they have a strong turnout. We have a corporate challenge. The employees from Human Services have won that corporate challenge for two straight years.
Nice.
And they're fired up to win it again.
Oh, good.
But it's a great way for our listening audience to kick off your spring and support a great event.
And if you don't like to run, you can also walk. This is a 5K. It's a run walk. The date is Saturday, April 25th. And then there's different levels also for registration.
Exactly. So, I mean, what you need to do, and you touched on this, Melissa, is go on our registration website. So if you could put in your search engine, runtherapids.com, Wisconsin Rapids, it'll take you right to the registration site.
It did. All I did was runtherapids.com, and it brought it right up.
And it'll give you the information, pertinent information you need to know. We have 11 and above people can register. That's $30.
Yeah.
And then 10 and under, it's $10.
15. According to the website.
Yes, that is correct. So
and 5 and under are free.
That's the kids' dash. It takes place at 8:45.
Yeah.
So the event takes place along the Wisconsin River on the Ottawagam Trail. It starts out at the Moravian Church, out and back course to the Firefighter Memorial, and you come back.
That is a great stretch of the river.
It's such a beautiful course and such a wonderful event, and it'd just be great to have everyone out there supporting a great cause, and again, just kicking your spring off
and then helping to raise awareness
Awareness and register by April 10th. You're guaranteed a great t-shirt.
Oh, there you go.
In this event, it's known for its great shirts, Melissa.
Is it?
It really is.
Oh, good.
And it's a long sleeve. A very effective shirt to wear when you live in Wisconsin. You can use it pretty much year-round.
Well, and you as a runner, you probably wear these shirts all the time.
Live by them. You got to have them. So, great event, Saturday, April 25th. And we'll talk extensively more about it
next month
in April, because we just want to recognize so many sponsors and organizations in our community that make it possible. Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested in finding out more information now, just head to runtherapids.com. Everything is there. You can register. You can find out where the run is taking place, all the different categories, and then be ready for more information in April. Start stretching. I would have to do a lot of stretching before this would happen.
Yes, yes, indeed. And start preparing for it. And Melissa, you made a great point. Walkers are welcome.
Oh, yes.
And in fact, I would say about 66% of our participants are walkers.
Well, you know, I know you're a runner, Matt, but walking is the best exercise. It's safest on your joints. It's good for, at least this is what I've heard. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are exactly right in that you're talking about joints.
Yes.
That's key, everybody. So it's just, you walking is kind of where it's at as we age.
Yeah. Safe. It's definitely a safe and effective way to exercise. And what better way to do than this 5K?
Absolutely. I can vouch for all this. So just come on out, and we look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. Well, now let's move into some of the current happenings at your different school locations. Let's see if I can get this right. Our Lady Queen of Heaven School, is that right?
That is correct.
Woohoo. That's the pre-K through second grade. What you got going on there?
So one thing that really it stood out to me, and Shelly Brule is our principal, and Shelly does, and her team do a phenomenal job with their students, and all of our principals and teachers do that at all our locations. But Shelly, they have a competition for all the students, and it's a word. So they try to learn as many words as possible throughout the year.
Oh, wow.
And I'm kind of blown away by this stat. Right now, they started this in September, Melissa.
Okay.
And from what Shelly had mentioned at our commission meeting this past Tuesday is the kids have learned over 10 million words up
wow.
to this point.
That's a lot.
I mean, think about that.
That's a lot of words.
For those young minds to absorb that. But that's just, again, a focus on the basics of education.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. And they do that very well at Our Lady Queen of Heaven. And they're not done yet.
Yeah. Well, so no, we got a few months left.
Yes, that number is going to go up and up. So they're doing some great things there. Also, pleased to announce that they're back in the new playground, too. It was a really tough December and January.
Yeah.
But the kids are back using it and find a lot of joy in that playground.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're going to be building a lot of snow sculptures here next week.
Some ice sculptures this week, right?
As you're listening to it.
Yes, ice sculptures. So that'll put a little, kind of slow the momentum, the snow will. But
like you said, we're in March, so the snow maybe won't stick around too long.
Hopefully by a week, it'll be gone.
Well, okay.
We can only hope, right?
We won't place any bets. That's probably not kosher.
Right? Yeah.
So now let's move on to the third through the sixth graders. What have they got going on?
So that is St. Vincent de Paul School, and that is our principal is Beth Kuhn.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share with the listening audience, there's a newsletter that comes out every Friday, and Beth, at her school, they do a virtue each month. So for the month of March, the virtue is faith. And if I could just read what Beth had written down in the school newsletter. Our highlighted virtue of the month is faith, which is a gift from God, placed in our souls at baptism that gives us strength to believe in God and everything the Catholic Church teaches us. Students will be discussing what faith means and providing everyday examples in the classroom. Thank you for being a partner as we fulfill the mission of the Catholic school in teaching the virtue of faith. So this gives you an example of what our kids talk about in the classroom, which, you know, they have virtues, faith, compassion, caring, love. But obviously faith is the building block of what we're trying to instill in our students as they go on in their lives. So again, this gives our listening audience an idea of it's more than just learning the words and the mathematical numbers. It's about faith too.
Sure.
An assumption.
Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like a good place to take a brief pause. We're going to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I've been speaking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools. And where we left off, we were just talking about the Our Lady Queen of Heaven School and the St. Vincent de Paul Schools and some of the exciting things that they have going on there. Now let's talk about the upper level grades, which is the 6th through 12th grade. And I'll ask you to tell us what those acronyms mean, because I didn't write it down, Matt.
It is our middle and high school.
Okay.
That
so
is
it's just Assumption Middle School,
it's Assumption
High
Middle school?
School
and Assumption High School.
Okay. They don't get special names?
That's what it's called.
Okay.
And if I'm incorrect, I'll be tarred and feathered when I go back. But no, I see Assumption Middle School, Assumption High School.
Okay.
That is the kind of, if it's an, it's the brain of our organization. That's where our administrative offices are, where many of our activities take place, graduation, prom. And hopefully it's a building, a facility that our pre-K through fifth grade want to work their way up to.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the big pool,
sure,
so to speak. So
it is. The high dive.
Yes. That's a good way to put it, Melissa. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on. What I like to chat about is some of the winter sports that our high school is currently doing, and some great stuff led by our boys basketball team.
Ah, yes, they're still in it, aren't they?
They are in the WIAA tournament, and they will be playing in one of the sectional finals in their bracket on Saturday evening against Southwestern.
So by the time that you are listening to this, that will have already happened, and we'll hopefully have the results for you, as long as the weather doesn't get in the mess, you know, mess things up.
But it very well might. We'll see.
We haven't heard anything yet, so we'll see.
We'll see about
that,
Melissa.
We got to look in our crystal ball here and try to figure out what's happening.
Indeed. So if they are victorious in that, they eventually go to what we call state.
Okay.
And that will be played, and I hope I'm correct on this. I know this is where the girls play in Green Bay at the rec center.
Okay.
Now, when we were growing up, it was always, if you played basketball and if you made it to state, it was always in the field house in Madison.
Mm.
But I believe it's been for years, the last 10 years in Green Bay.
Might have moved to Green Bay.
So I think that the boys are aiming for a spot for the Final Four.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So we haven't had success in the boys program since 2018.
Oh.
They've had some lean years, but they're having such a great year. And it's so great to see their success. And on my way here, Melissa, to the studio, I had the nicest conversation with one of our boys players. He's a polite young man, respectful. I wish I knew his name. Maybe it's good that I don't announce his name, but he's also going out for baseball in the spring. But it really, after my conversation, I said, man, what a great team to cheer for.
Yeah.
Because all the kids on that team are like that, hardworking, respectful. So we wish them all the best on Saturday and hope to get that berth in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And our girls team also had another tremendous season. Unfortunately, went down in our regional final against Almond Bancroft. But another great, great year for Ryan and his team. Ryan's our coach.
Okay.
And, you know, they've had so much success for many years. And you can't win every year.
No. No,
you know,
but
it's very competitive. And but they have such a great program in place with the feeder, the kids coming up. I think our girls program will be a factor for the longest time.
Well, and this proves what, you know, strong leadership and good teamwork really can help these young people to advance and build those connections with each other.
And, you know, most important thing, I think we do a great job of installing in our student athletes these life lessons, perseverance, the value of teamwork, of just laying it all on the line when you're out there doing whatever you're doing and not having any regrets.
And having each other's backs.
Absolutely. So it's some really great stuff.
And you got some club sports coming up too, right?
Yes.
Swimming and powerlifting?
Swimming and powerlifting. We have our wrestling program that we partner with, Pacelli Catholic Schools in Point. That program is really shepherded by our athletic director, Joel Burkhauser. He's worked a lot on this to be able to even have a program.
Mm.
and some really success. Some of our kids have done well. We have a wrestler by the name of Gavin. Can't give his last name out, but he had earned a second place finish at state.
Oh, wow.
The girls wrestle too, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi took third place.
Nice.
So the wrestling program really doing some great things. We're building it. That is wonderful. And you talked about some of the club sports.
Do they go for swimming? Do they do it over at Lincoln?
You know, the swimming, there's really two things they can do. They have swimming at Lincoln, and we have the Kraken.
Oh, the swim club.
The Kraken, led by Coach Dave.
Mm.
And what a phenomenal job he's done building that program. I know the Kraken is it's part of the Park and Rec from Wisconsin Rapids, but I know a lot of our athletes or students are on that team.
Nice.
AJ Plummer, give a shout out to AJ, is in state for swimming, and really, I remember that kid when he was swimming at the Y in Port Edwards, and now he's a senior, and he's, what a fish.
Yeah.
Literally a fish, this kid is. So, really doing some great things, and coming up in the spring, we have our track and field coached by Josh Schoenick, very passionate, and they look forward to it. One athlete I want to recognizes Bella Thomas, who is one state in the 100-meter, 200-meter dash.
Oh, wow.
She's a senior looking to cap off an incredible career, and there's no doubt she's going to do some great things this season as well.
Well, good for her.
So, a lot of great stuff in sports.
Absolutely. In well, let's move on to, in our last couple of minutes here, some of the fun things coming up ahead here for the rest of the school year. As you're hearing this, students are on spring break, correct?
Yes, that's coming up. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
On Monday the 16th, and you could feel in the school a sense of longing for that week with the students and the teachers.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to enjoy that. And then beginning March 24th, that's a week focused on reconciliation or the sacrament of confession.
Okay.
Which is part of the Catholic Church. Well, that's the week of March 24th,
mm-hmm.
and then on March 25th, the sophomores are doing their CPR training.
Oh, that's really good.
That's huge. Got to have that.
It's a really good skill for everybody to have, to be able to perform CPR.
I got to get recertified.
Mm-hmm. It's helpful to get recertified every now and then, every few years, to give you the confidence to be able to step in when something's happening to help people.
I'm glad we're talking about that, Melissa, because I got to do that.
Yeah, get it on your calendar.
I got to take care of it. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some more testing, ACT testing coming up on the 26th of March.
That's for the freshmen sophomores.
With our freshmen and sophomores.
So that'll be the pre-ACT, so they can be prepping for the big one.
For the big one. So it is, got to do our best to prepare these kids to be as successful as they can be. Confirmation, big thing with the Catholic Church, with our students and our what we do. That takes place on April 11th. And then on April 25th, the day of the Run the Rapids, we have prom.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm still trying to get our students, hey, you could still, the Run the Rapids is in the morning, prom's at night. You can still get out, volunteer, and participate.
You know, I got to tell you this real quick story, Matt. So I used to work at a high school in Toma, and I was helping a friend prep for a marathon. We did 26 miles on the day of prom. She ran it. I rode a bike. And we went through every weather condition there was. Started out as rain. We had thunder and lightning. It moved into sleet and snow. And we had every season in that whole day, 26 miles. And then we went and chaperoned prom.
How old were you then, Melissa?
Within the last 10 years. So I was in my 30s.
Do you think you could do that now?
On a bike, 26 miles?
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty out of shape, Matt. I don't know if I could. I'd try it. You might have to scrape me off the road at some point, but.
Well, you did that in your 30s, and you went to prom afterwards?
Yeah, to chaperone.
That is, you had to be sore the next morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was fun. We had a good time. We danced, you know, with the kids at prom, and we had fun. So I would say that you can encourage your students to be able to do both.
It's a 5K, not a marathon.
Exactly.
Like you went through.
Right.
That's impressive stuff, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for sharing that. But, yeah, it's A lot of great stuff going on, Melissa. Really appreciate the time here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And any information, please go on our website, AssumptionCatholicSchools.com. Again, WisconsinRapids.com, and look forward to being back in April.
All right. Yeah. So I'm Melissa Kay, speaking with Matt Sikowski from Assumption Catholic Schools, and I appreciate you taking the time today, Matt.
Thanks, Melissa. So long, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to our listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.